T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. Rob Archer in for Chris Seaton's our top local story. Los Angeles City Councilman David Rue speaking out about the motion he introduced to crack down on rowdy COVID-19 parties in Los Angeles. Last week, Mayor Garcetti and authorities at the city moved to shut off power and water services to properties that are holding large gatherings on the heels of the proposal made by the councilman. Rue spoke with CNN just moments ago.
I first got into this issue 4 years ago when a resident actually called me and said, "Council member, we have a baby giraffe walking up our street." I thought it was a practical joke. That's when I realized there are these million-dollar parties that are being thrown, wild and exotic animals, tickets being collected, bouncers. I mean, you name it. Literally a nightclub in the Hollywood Hills. All the nightclubs and the bars are closed on the Sunset Strip, so basically it's moved on to the Hollywood Hills. So we needed to increase available tools to make it more harder to throw these parties.
In addition to the utility service shutoff, houses that host large gatherings could have their certificate of occupancy revoked. Chances are you haven't heard much about it. Governor Newsom has put together an elite pandemic recovery team. However, unless you're a top California business power player, the meetings are off limits.
Governor Newsom has assembled a task force of business leaders on business and jobs recovery for California. Nearly 110 CEOs, some former governors, to advise the governor on California's pandemic recovery.
It's like a shadow agency, and it would be unacceptable in any other time.
Jamie Court with Consumer Watchdog, speaking with KNX, tells us that he's concerned about the meetings. They happen privately with the governor twice monthly.
Maybe they are influencing policy. There are a lot of big business executives in that room. Community activists worry what's being said because we're not in that room.
He believes the hour-long video conference meetings should result in some type of public record so that Californians know what policies might come from them that are shaping our recovery. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A lot of conflicting reports as to whether there will be college football this fall.
Conference presidents have reportedly met in the Big Ten, and there are reports they voted 12-2 to not play football in the fall and move their schedule to the spring. Nebraska and Iowa voting against that. Now comes a plausible denial. A Big Ten spokesman has just denied a vote ever happened in the conference. Other reports, the ACC presidents meeting this morning, Pac-12, including UCLA and USC, said to be meeting tomorrow. There have been reports the Pac-12 and the Big Ten will definitely push their seasons to the spring. ACC and Big 12 are on the fence, and the ACC plans to play no matter what. Until they don't, stay tuned. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070, News Radio.
And there could be a lot of financial consequences because of that decision.
Billions of dollars are at stake here, but if in fact the Big Ten has canceled its fall sports calendar, we will have to just wait and see who's next. And what about pro football? Rick Haro is a visiting expert on sports business at Harvard Law School.
Well, as we said, let's see what happens with the other conferences. I'm sure there is a ripple effect.
And that ripple could turn into a giant wave. College football generates so much money for the schools that it helps pay for everything else.
And, of course, it impacts the minor sports, the women's sports, and all of the issues that are the positive benefits of subsidized athletic programs where football, in many cases, pays the freight.
John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The new pandemic-era school year begins today for tens of thousands of students in Southern California. In the Riverside Unified School District, students will start the school year via 100% online learning. Assistant Superintendent Timothy Walker says the school district will monitor the coronavirus numbers before bringing back kids to campuses.
Facial coverings will be required when we get to in-person learning. All school staff and students in third grade and above must wear masks or facial coverings, and students in second grade and below are encouraged to wear masks or face shields. Physical distancing and other adaptations will be in place.
Also in the Chino Valley Unified School District, students will begin their semester online for now, with the possibility of transitioning to a blended learning model of in-person and online classes on August 31st. The next phase is going to allow students to opt into a blended learning program, which involves in-person classroom instruction 2 to 3 days a week. Two streets in downtown Los Angeles have been upgraded with new bus and bike lanes.
The improvements along 5th and 6th Streets between Flower Street and Central Avenue, which include repaving and restriping, were celebrated by Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Today is about so much more than a smooth road, and this is a very smooth road. It's much more than road repairs. It's about saying that even when things are hard and when Angelenos are feeling the hurt that we feel today, that we will fight climate change. We will build a city of the future. We will look at new ways of getting through our city faster so that we have more time at home.
He noted that every resident in the city essentially shares one dream:
to get out of traffic, to get home more quickly to the people we love.
Garcetti says the dedicated bus lanes bring enhanced services to transit users, and the protected bike lanes are important for a safe and well-connected network of east-west travel. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.